Coming up on today's Family.ie radio magazine, suppose you're in a committed relationship with someone and marriage seems like the next natural step. However, you can't help but notice a few niggling things about them that just seem to drive you mad. But no bother, says you, they'll come around to your way of thinking after you get married, right?
I think you need to go into marriage with the definite knowledge that you cannot change another person.
Definitely not.
And why would you, if you fell in love with the person, why would you want to change them anyway?
We'll hear more about that in a moment. And it's probably safe to say that we get on with almost everybody in our world, but it's those one or two who can really drive us up the wall.
If somebody's interested enough to discover, you know, maybe why some of their relationships are out of sync and what they can do to change those relationships and what they can do in order to make some adjustments, that's an investment worth making, because it'll reduce tension and friction in relationships by understanding the other person better. And understanding yourself better, of course.
And in our third segment today, how to drug-proof your kids. The team will help us realise how widespread the problems are and give us some more practical tips on how to safeguard the kids in your care through prevention.
One of the values of this particular programme is to enable parents to really focus on what's the message we're giving out at home. And that has to be kind of balanced against what they're hearing in the media. And parents need to be really clued into that and very wise about that.
That's all ahead on today's edition of Family.ie Radio Magazine. And you're very welcome along. I'm Ronan Johnston. Our own Stuart Kenny and his wife Breda have been married for over 40 years. In their own counselling to young couples, they offer this advice.
Now, the reality is, of course, we all change and we all need to change. But God is the only one who can change a person, and only with their permission. He doesn't bombard any of us. Of course, what is that expression? You need, if you want to know me, come and live with me. And it is a different scene. When I married Stuart first, the first morning after our wedding day, he was singing in the bathroom at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, do I have to live with this for the rest of my life?
Lucky
I
one.
Like quiet in the morning. I like, yes, but I realised I need to.
He was okay. Happy.
I came across a wonderful thing recently. I was reading somewhere about this woman who complained that she'd spent 10 years changing her husband and then complained he wasn't the man that she married at all. But she got what she wanted. But actually, no. you don't change somebody. All you do is create resentment. And
yes.
On a serious note, you create resentment, because what you're trying to do is manipulate and control somebody.
That's right.
And that's not right.
That doesn't work.
Nobody has the right to do that to another person. Now, we do it sometimes, but unbeknownst to ourselves even. But that is not going to work.
Well, obviously, we're all for making marriage and family work the way they were designed, but people can and do change over time. It just mightn't be the way you hoped they would.
And there are theories that say that people actually don't change psychologically after their 20s. So if you think about that, most marriages are either being prepared in formation or taking place in the 20s and early 30s. And if people are psychologically not going to change after that, then there's not a whole heap of point in marrying somebody in the hopes that they're going to change, because they're not.
I was going to pick up also on something, Heather, you said about families. Families are different, and our families do impact us. And some families are loud and raucous, and there's noise at the table and you can't get a word in edgeways, and some families don't speak much and everything's quiet, and some are very volatile, some are huggy and kissy, and some are very standoffish. And so how often will I go home for Sunday lunch? How often's acceptable? She may think every Sunday is good, he may think twice a month or once a year. And talking, very important to talk about Christmas and birthdays. And it's important to think, what will you do as your new unit? You may take the best of both families, but talking about what you're going to do is important.
The reality at the moment is that the vast majority of people who get married in Ireland have now been living together prior to that. Mm-hmm. And the underlying assumption is that, well, we'll get married now. And they miss the point that things change psychologically and biologically and emotionally when they take that decision. Things actually do change. If you want to get the best out of your marriage, you really do need to prepare for it as a different phase of your life, rather than just another stage in some ongoing relationship that you think you've started. Because the fact is, there is no comparison between a commitment to somebody for life and a relationship of living together. There's a very big difference in that. And the sad part is that people are discovering that if you live together and even have children together prior to a marriage, it actually makes marriage a whole lot more difficult than anybody never told you. Nobody talks about this truth, but this is truth. This is why people are in such a state.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the woman or a young man listening to this program who's preparing for marriage and is already living with their fiancé. Maybe you're thinking, gosh, well, I've really blown it now because they say it's all going to be a disaster. And I just wanted to share a wee story with about a couple I know who were in just that position and preparing for marriage. And once this was pointed out to them that actually, you know, they weren't really doing things the best way for them, and what they made a very brave decision to separate for 3 months. And he moved out or she moved out, whatever, and they separated for 3 months. And during that time, they went and did a pre-marriage counselling course. They went ahead and got married, and they have a beautiful marriage and lovely children, but it changed the relationship. And so maybe that's just a thought for you if you're listening to this and thinking, crumbs, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing now. Maybe that's something that would change the course of your relationship and really give you an opportunity to start into your marriage on a better footing.
Ireland is in pain in regard to marriage and relationships. The challenge is, as the challenge always has been, will I be true to one person for the rest of my life, and are we going to build something together? The names of the problems have changed. The issues remain the same. What am I willing to give to the other person in my relationship that's best for them?
You can find more information about Marriage by Design, podcasts of this programme series, and other topics we've covered in recent months on our website, family.ie. Again, that's www.family.ie. A big thanks to Alan and Diane Morris of RelationshipCentral.org, as well as Stuart and Breda Kenny for their contributions to this series. This is family.ie radio magazine. We need to take a quick break right now, but coming up next...
I always feel if you have some self-insight and some understanding of yourself, you're much more likely to be able to reach the person that's a distance from you.
It's probably safe to say that we get on with almost everybody in our world, but it's those one or two who can really drive us up the wall. Just like tires that are out of balance can be ruined by unnecessary wear and tear, relationships can be damaged as well. So we'll think more about how to start making some adjustments in just a moment. And still to come, how to drug-proof your kids. Some more practical tips on how to safeguard the kids in your care through prevention. And don't forget that we'd love to hear from you as well. Our text comment line is 086-251-6886. And if you have any questions or comments at any time for which you need a reply, feel free to email us radio@family.ie. Again, that's 086-251-6886 or radio@family.ie. So keep it tuned right here for more on today's edition of family.ie Radio Magazine. Welcome once again to today's edition of family.ie. As we continue today's radio magazine programme, we turn now to another article. So far, the team has been exploring the concept that love actually has two sides, TNT, tough and tender. It's not either or, it's both and. Over once again to Stephen, Heather and Ger.
In my world, there are different kinds of people. And I know there are people that I relate to more easily than to others. And the people I find more difficulty with, I actually have to try to love a little bit better. I have to try harder at loving them. But I don't always understand where they're coming from. And sometimes it's just a matter of trying to be patient with them or just put up with them. But I don't have the tools to actually reach across and find the way to build the bridge because I just don't know. So I think, is an example of me being on one side of the room and they being on the other, maybe both being on in the corners, and in the middle is the healthy ground, and neither of us can reach it in our conflict.
Well, I think the only example there is of perfect love is really God's love. And try as we might, I don't think we're going to find any perfect love on this earth. But we can maybe try to get from corner to corner and meet in the middle if we begin to understand ourselves. So I always feel if you have some self-insight and some understanding of yourself, you're much more likely to be able to reach the person that's a distance from you. And hopefully these programs will give us that bit of insight into looking at how we behave and how we react and interact with people. And then if we're all getting a bit of insight, then, you know, we should actually get along a bit better and find that common ground. So, I mean, the book that we're talking about actually has a questionnaire to complete, but even if you're just thinking about this and start maybe making a little list at home and say, well, how do I relate to, you know, think about the people that you're in contact with on a daily basis. And sometimes that helps you to sort of see, well, actually, I always relate to my son in this way or that way, or my sister or my aunt or whatever it is. And actually, you know, maybe I'm actually not really getting the whole picture there. And just stopping and thinking about that will help us to begin to see where we are. And one of the things we're going to look at is our personality strengths. We have a slightly different way of looking at it through this book, which is quite quirky and a bit fun. So it shouldn't be all doom and gloom. So, you know, stick with us and we'll learn a little bit more about our personality strengths and how we can find a more wholehearted way to love people.
We'll also put some of this information up on our website so that people, you know, listening to the program can go to a page which will describe the four, you know, the four types, if you like, that are described in what we'll discuss in the next program. And, you know, some of the descriptors, so that if people just want to get a quick overview, they can do that. But also the authors of the book, which we're working from, Two Sides of Love, give the instrument from ProScam. And we'll put that also up on our website, family.ie. But if somebody's interested enough to discover, you know, maybe why some of their relationships are out of sync and what they can do to change those relationships and what they can do in order to make some adjustments, that's an investment worth making, because it'll reduce tension and friction in relationships by understanding the other person better and understanding yourself better, of course.
This is an important point, I think, because if we have a certain bent in ourselves towards loving, we may also have that same bent towards ourselves. And if our little journey of discovery is to highlight and be willing to face our own weaknesses, we will also have to learn how to be compassionate towards ourselves, and also strong where there is a necessity to change. So I think this is a wonderful journey we can go on together, mm-hmm, to discover a little bit more about ourselves and to discover how God's grace is expressed towards us in our weaknesses, both in empathizing with us and giving us the power and the strength to overcome our weaknesses and become just a little bit more like Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So, Stephen, then, what are we heading into first on this journey?
Discovering the strength of your personality, so that you'll be able to look at the four different types of personalities that are described in this particular piece of material, what they look like, what their strengths are, perhaps some vulnerabilities that go with those strengths. And therefore, when you look at all four, you'll say, well, I'm like that, my wife's like this, my son is like that, and my daughter's maybe like something else again. And understand why all that plays into the dynamics of how we get on or don't get on as a family.
Sounds like a fascinating journey, and we're just getting started. Before you know it, you'll have the whole family sussed, and there may be a few surprises for yourself along the way as well. TNT for Dynamite Relationships. This series is based on the book by Drs. John Trent and Gary Smalley called The Two Sides of Love. You can find more information about the book, podcasts of this program series, and other topics we've covered in recent months on our website, family.ie. Just click on the picture of the radio for audio archives of our series, including Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down.
At some stage in our lives, we have children. We haven't thought about our parenting style. And then we find, as we embark upon the journey of parenting and we're raising children, we find ourselves doing things that our parents did. Some of those things are commendable. Other things we say, better not. that's not what I want to do.
No.
You know, in terms of understanding, maybe for somebody who's saying, is there something I'd like to change in, yes, the way in which I'm parenting?
Interviews with Dr. Gary Chapman on his best-selling books, The Five Love Languages and The Five Love Languages of Children.
I mean, I've had this with my children, because at times they are on the ball and sometimes they're off the ball. Yes. And they realize that I can say words that would encourage them, not necessarily to be a phrase we'd use in Ireland, just plumassing them, you know, sort of pretending that they're great when in fact they're capable of a great deal better. We can encourage them to really rise up to the challenge and excel, can't we?
A lot of times parents are in such a hurry that they just make comments to the child, even good comments, but they don't engage the child in conversation. Quality time involves conversation with the child and listening not only to what they're saying, but to the emotions that seem to be around that. I'm not talking about sitting in the same room watching television. But the reality is you can learn to receive love in all five languages, and you can learn to give love in all five languages.
Focus on finances.
Rob Parsons in his book tells the story of a lady who gets into debt, and a typical of what's happening to a lot of people is that they're living a bit beyond their means, and then the whole thing begins to grow and grow, and the availability of cheap credit through store cards or credit cards and so on, and then you have one credit card and then you need another one and you need another, and you get used to spending, and then you begin to get worried and you fall into decline and you get a bit depressed and you sort of say, how am I ever going to deal with this? And the whole thing is accumulating. That is not a good situation, and that can run away and people can be crushed. And we wouldn't want that for the listeners.
You'll also find many other resources to help your family thrive that you probably won't find anywhere else. Again, that's www.family.ie. We need to take a break now, but when we continue, you don't have to be a parent in order to help the kids and parents in your community. How to drug-proof your kids. The team will help us realise how widespread the problems are and give us some more practical tips on how to safeguard the kids in your care through prevention. So keep it tuned right here for more on today's edition of Family.ie Radio Magazine.
I'm not a parent myself, but the main reason I signed up for a course was to gain knowledge and skills in trying to deliver courses. I think there's a lot of valuable information that could be had from the course. I think it would help them get close together and help them have more bonding time with each other and bring families together. There's a lot of skills that are taught that help them be closer with their children and all that kind of thing.
One of our previous participants talking about our How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training course. It's a good reminder that you don't have to be a parent in order to help the kids and parents in your community. Welcome once again to our Family.ie Radio Magazine. Today we're looking at what to expect in the first session of the course. Back to the discussion now with Stephen, Heather, Ger and Paul.
In the male population between the age of 12 and 17, alcohol abuse is 86.9% by the age of 17 in Ireland. So, I mean, that's very, very high indeed. And tobacco is at 50% and inhalants and cannabis, say, 23% and so on. So it's not as if it's not there. It is there, and the question then is, how do we handle it? What do we do about it? And the objective of the program is to help equip parents if they're facing this issue, because most of them are, is what do they do about it?
So the parents are led into discussions to face these issues and see how they can interact with the problems.
The National Drug Strategy, which we have, which has gone to run from 2009 to 2016, there's an interim report from that strategy. One of the pillars is around prevention. And specifically and particularly, it's around parenting skills and targeting measures focused on children. What we're doing isn't outside any box. Yeah. What we're doing is mainstream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's already been identified in policy documents till you're blue in the face, mm-hmm. Regarding what needs to be done. As well, I suppose one of the main strengths of the programme is that it's families taking control once again. Mm-hmm. It's not really the school, the community, the local football club, or the local disco, or the local pub owner. It's none of them taking control of the situation. It's families directly taking control of the situation, which is where it really should be. Yeah, because as parents, we're responsible for our families. And we're often led into a false sense of security that there's someone out there with a magic wand who's going to fix things for us when things go wrong. And it causes a bit of complacency within ourselves. We're living in a sophisticated society and we think everything there is working. And often it's not. And responsibility does lie at the doorstep of families to take control of their situations and their circumstance. And this is an enabling tool. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful enabling tool to help them to do that in, as we said earlier, a non-judgmental, not a judge or a jury way.
One of the values of this particular programme is to enable parents to really focus on what's the message we're giving out at home. What's the message? What are we saying? What are we modelling? What are we doing that gives our teenagers a message about their values and the way we'd like them to live their lives, or what's good and healthy in life? And that has to be kind of balanced against what they're hearing in the media. And parents need to be really clued into that and very wise about that. You described it as a GPS or something there, a system, a global positioning system to help our children to be balanced between all the messages that are coming into them. And then the message that the parents are giving out needs to be very clear as well.
The other thing also in terms of parents' example is that if parents are, you know, substantial consumers of alcohol, the likelihood is, and the evidence shows, that that's going to follow on into the next generation. So that parents may need to reflect, you know, and in the course of the non-judgmental approach of the programme, is that it allows parents to sort of pick up on this and sort of say to themselves, I wonder if the example that I'm currently giving to my children is the most appropriate way for me to behave, you know, and to lead them, because they're going to follow my example. So it gives parents an opportunity to reflect and think to themselves, maybe there is something I could do or should do in order to change my own lifestyle and behaviour as a result of what I'm thinking here about passing on to the next generation, as Paula said.
The most important thing is that we have the challenge as parents to help to raise children to reject what's hurtful and select what's helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think if we can get that in balance, we can encourage our kids to be a sieve and not a sponge. They don't have to just take on board everything. To be able to separate reality from fantasy, they're very important things. Our teenagers are hugely swept up by fantasy at the moment. It's the big thing, isn't it? And they're constantly receiving messages, and we have to be the ones that take the responsibility to make sure the right messages are getting through, so we can raise resilient and wise children.
And what's the activity at the end of session one?
Everybody's given something to take home to do each week. So at the end of the first session, they're asked to complete, how well do I know my kids? And there's specific questions, and they're asked to answer those questions for themselves in order to illustrate, to just self-discover, you know, how well am I actually connected? Do I know what's really going on in the life of my child?
And they're quite simple questions, like, what's your child's favourite movie, favourite music? Things that you almost take for granted. And then you discover that when you do go home that you actually don't know what they are. So it's about trying to find common ground on which to rebuild relationships or to build a relationship if you don't have one. So it covers really all bases.
And that's followed up then on the beginning of session two. Yeah, so there's a continuous programme of training and development that the parents can go through in this entire programme.
Well, it's experiential learning. It's learning through experience, yeah. So they go home, sit at the table with their child for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, take out their pen and paper and tell their child, I'm doing this parenting programme, yeah. They're not talking about drugs or drugs problems or anything like that. They sit with their child and they tell them, I'm doing this parenting programme and I have an exercise to do. I've got some homework. Can you help me out, please?
Very clever, isn't it? A great way to begin teaching your child is to be a student of your child. We think you'll find our How to Drug-Proof Your Kids course has loads of practical suggestions like that. Find out more about the Drug-Proof Your Kids training course and information on how you or your community group can host an event in your area. We'd be honoured to help in any way we can. Also, for copies of this audio series and many others, free to listen to or download for later, we hope you'll head over to family.ie. There you'll find more resources to help you in your family and relationships, including 10 tips for getting out of debt, encouragement for single parents, and this week's marriage tip. While you're there, make sure you see how you can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. Again, that's family.ie. You've been listening to today's edition of Family.ie Radio Magazine, and all of the features and programmes you've heard about today simply would not be possible without the generosity of our supporters. So a big thanks to you for helping us as we help strengthen individuals and families throughout Ireland. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. Our text comment line is 086 251 6886 or email us radio@family.ie. That's 086 251 6886 or radio@family.ie. So until next time, on behalf of Stephen Cardy, Ger Shanahan, Heather Walsh and our entire team, I'm Ronan Johnston. Slán go fóill. Thank you for listening to Family.ie. Families strengthening families.